Monday Motivation for May 13th, 2024. Situational Awareness. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. If you are someone who struggles with planning and decision-making, you may want to look into something called situational awareness. It's roughly defined as the understanding of an environment, its elements, and how it changes with respect to time or other factors. It has its roots in aspects of military theory, dating back to Sun Tzu's Art of War. You begin by perceiving the elements of the environment, then comprehend and understand the situation. Finally, project that status into the future. This should give you an idea of what the future holds, which can guide your actions to affect future outcomes. As beneficial as this thinking can be when dealing with variable situations, our life in Christ is not dependent on our efforts or ability. God's plan is what will take place. He will accomplish all He sets out to do. If we can maintain our spiritual awareness, we can perceive how He communicates His will to His people. This guides our actions to be in line with His efforts and goals. Genesis 41 is another pivotal episode in Joseph's life. The Lord continues to be with him and bless him, but he finds himself in very difficult circumstances. After being sold into slavery by his own brothers, he now finds himself falsely imprisoned. With the Lord's help, he is raised to a prominent position as head of all the prisoners, but he still remains one himself. Even when he is able to help the royal cupbearer, he is forgotten once the official returns to his duties. That is, until Pharaoh has a dream that no royal sage can interpret. This jogs the cupbearer's memory and brings Joseph into the presence of the Egyptian ruler. Joseph freely admits his own shortcomings. Pharaoh informs Joseph that he has been brought from prison because of his reputation as a dream interpreter. Joseph is quick to tell Pharaoh that it has nothing to do with him. It is God that will provide the interpretation through Joseph. Sure enough, after the dreams are recounted, Joseph is able to explain the message God is trying to communicate. He doesn't stop there. Once he has laid out the timeline of an approaching famine preceded by years of great abundance, Joseph lays out a plan to address the situation. This displays a principle that we sometimes miss. If we are truly Christ followers, we not only believe that God will speak to us, but also that what He will tell us is true and reliable. Doesn't it make sense that we would respond to this information under the assumption that it is true? How often do we read a passage or hear a message and continue on as if we hadn't heard it? Joseph lays out for Pharaoh a reasonable response to this message, detailing how preparations for famine should be made during the years of great abundance. When was the last time any of us made such a plan based on a Bible study session, sermon, or prayer time? If we believe God spoke, why not? We receive greater benefit from God's purposes when we participate in them. Joseph leaves this royal visit as second in command of all Egypt. After two changes of clothes, his prison rags are left behind for robes of royal service. The diligence and character required to raise our spiritual awareness are not easy and don't come naturally, but if we can walk with God, it will transform our lives in ways that will raise everyone's awareness. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.